This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Noah Hyles was at the Tony Clark press conference. He was at the Rob Manfred press conference. And here was his takeaway.
I think my biggest takeaway is I don't know if we're going to have baseball in 2027.
Great. Thank you, Noah. That's outstanding. I think it'd be worth it if you wind up with some level of competitive balance.
Yes.
If that is a salary cap and salary floor, I think that would be the ideal situation. If it's just a legitimate salary floor, I think I could live with it. When Rob Manfred went on with Pat McAfee, I think a lot of us took that to mean that he would be okay with or may even push for a salary cap, salary floor. But I've since heard other people say, no, he was very careful in not going down that path specifically. So when he talks about competitive balance, he might try to come up with something creative. I don't even know what that would be. But it does seem like there is some level of motivation from the owners to make things a little bit more fair. If there wasn't, then Rob Manfred wouldn't go up there and say that because, let's face it, he works for the owners, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be more of a floor, if anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's going to be both. I don't think you can get there for it to be both a salary cap and floor. But I think the floor makes a lot of sense because of, you know, even the Pirates situation, they're probably, you know, in the forefront of why that they would, you know, Major League Baseball would have a floor to make sure that these owners spend enough money to make sure the product is good as a whole.
I think you could find a majority of the big market owners that would sign up for a floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they get ticked off that they pay this revenue
right.
sharing. That they pay the luxury tax and owners can pocket the profit. I think they want to make sure that that money gets spent on ball players. If we're going to pay the small market guys basically to exist, fold that into damn baseball
yeah.
and not just line your wallet. And I think you would have a lot of small market teams that are okay with that. And I think the players union would absolutely get on board with a floor.
Oh, definitely.
So that you don't have teams like the Pirates spending $89 million. Instead, you raise it to like 125. I think 150 might be pushing it based on some fast and probably bad math I did yesterday. 125, though, would be a significant upgrade over what the Pirates got going on right now.
Yep, 150 million bucks almost.
That's right. That's some fast math by you. Yep. I also don't think it fixes every problem. And I heard Greg Brown talk about this yesterday. I think he makes a good point. It's a cap league in the NFL, yet the Browns have sucked for 25 years. The Bears have mostly been awful. The Jets have mostly been awful. It does not fix everything.
Yeah, but they try.
Exactly.
They try to pay. I mean, look at Deshaun Watson. They paid him $250 million. They try to play.
Yes.
Or to pay players to make sure that their teams are good. Sometimes that they're paying the wrong players.
Yes.
And that's bad management.
Yes.
That goes to a different level.
And that's that bad management, like if Ben Cherington were still the guy in a capped and salary cap floor league, I still wouldn't have a lot of faith in him to spend the money on the correct guys.
Yes.
But I don't think that's an argument for why you shouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
You look at the business model of the NFL, they've been really successful. Duh. Now, people like the violence element of it. You have TV contracts that are going to yield a lot of money that Major League Baseball is never going to be able to tap into just based on the nature of the sport. But yeah, I don't think that's an argument that's strong enough to make it so that you don't have a cap and floor. And I'm not sure that that's what Greg was trying to do. I think he was merely just saying it doesn't solve all the issues. And it wouldn't, but it'd make me feel a lot better about things.
Yeah, it solves some issues, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.